You are listening to Packers Talk Radio Network.
PackersTalk.com.
First thought that comes to my mind is Patrick Aaron. Some sort of
class. I just haven't seen a lot out of him this year, and you know, I respect the hell out of him and what he brings.
Yeah, he gets some penalties. Yeah, maybe he has quite out of physicality, but what he brings.
I think Winston is one of those people who knows how to handle a situation where the offense can really
start. Start pushing it. Pocket back, getting some pass rush. Good enough. Here are the second.
Reach the audience.
You're listening to the best Packer radio show on the internet.
Cheesehead Radio.
With your host, the best Packer fans you'll find in the blogosphere, John, Jamie, Jersey Al, Amanda, and CD.
And the surefire knee-jerk reaction...
Hi, Bo.
We're going to edit that bit out, so pretend I'm not talking right now. Now.
Starting over.
Yep, starting over. You didn't hear this.
Good evening, Packers fans, and welcome to another episode of Cheesehead Radio, know-how-to radio at its finest. We're back from the bye, fully rested and ready to get back to business in the second half of the season, starting against the Lions this Sunday. Joining us as our guest tonight will be some familiar names in the Packers blogosphere. Who will that be? Well, you have to stay tuned to find out. We might have some news we're going to talk about. Kyle Kuzno will also be joining us to give us the latest installment of On the Ground in Titletown. Find out what the scoop is in Green Bay from the mayor himself. For the live chat tonight, we are once again in sync with the show, which can be found at blogtalkradio.com/cheeseheadradio. Head over and join the chat, which can be found at the bottom of the page. I am John Rehor from Cheesehead TV's Eat More Cheese. I am joined by some of the finest writers in the Packers blogosphere as my co-hosts. From HogGreenBayPackers.com, Jersey Albreco. From Cheesehead TV and Eat More Cheese, Jamie Jors. From Cheesehead TV, CD Angeli. And from Pocket Doppler and Midwest Sports Fans, Amanda Lawson. We've got a lot to talk about. Let's get to it.
Jersey Al and Jamie bring you this week's Packer News.
Well, wake up, Packer fans. The bye week is over, and real football, or at least football you like to care about, is back. While we'd like to be able to say that the bye week was uneventful, there were some interesting developments in the Packers universe.
And unfortunately, one development was that the Packers lost two more starters over the bye week without even playing a game. Nick Perry and Brian Bulaga were both placed on season-ending injured reserve, upping the count to 11 players out for the season. Only one, Cedric Benson, will have an opportunity to return this year.
In addition to those players, the Packers will also be missing three of their star players in Clay Matthews, Greg Jennings, and Charles Woodson. It was a bit of a surprise that the Packers chose to announce Clay is out so early in the week, rather than make the Lions' game plan for Matthews.
And starting in Matthews' place will most likely be undrafted free agent find Desmond Moses. Moses has played in 18% of the defensive snaps this season, so he won't be coming in completely cold. His backups, however, are another story. Fresh off the PUP list, Frank Zombo and recently re-signed Vic Soto would both be seeing their first action of the season if and when they step onto the field.
Well, speaking of stepping out, is Aaron Rodgers about to take a walk down the aisle? A blog called Busted Coverage published photos this week of Rodgers and his girlfriend Destiny in the stands at the Vanderbilt College football game. A blurry close-up of Destiny's left hand appeared to show something shiny on her left-hand ring finger. For his part, Rodgers refused to even discuss it.
And in much less exciting news, early results from the Pro Bowl voting are out, and six Packers players are leading the voting at their positions. Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews led the way, of course, with Charles Woodson and Jeff Saturday getting the veteran respect votes. The others were fan favorite John Kuhn and punter Tim Mastay, a newcomer to this elite company.
And those are your Packers news stories for this week. We now bring you gems from the Packers Twitterverse.
This week in the Packers Twitterverse.
Early in the week, a Packers fan called Sand Nichols asked TJ Lang on Twitter what the situation was with Jordy Nelson. Lang answered, "He's playing outside linebacker at play spot. Beast."
And Ty Dunn, now back at the Journal Sentinel after a brief departure, made quick use of the sarcasm font this weekend when he tweeted, "No Clay Matthews Sunday in Detroit, so just as you expected in April, Desmond Moses and Eric Walden will be leading the Packers pass rush."
While commenting on the engagement rumors of the week, Anita S., also known as Cheesehead Chick, had this to say, "Ryan Braun and Aaron Rodgers, double, possible double engagement? Neither one could bear being single alone. Hashtag wingman problems."
And from the My Favorite Statistic of the Week department, a Twitterer named Tim Van Voren enlightened us with this gem. The Lions' Calvin Johnson has 2 touchdown catches this year, 1 fewer than the Packers' Tom Crabtree. No doubt, that one deserves our Cheesehead Radio Tweet of the Week.
Tweet of the Week. Tweet of the
Week. It's that good.
It's that good.
It's that good.
We had to say it twice.
We'll fix that in post, won't we?
No.
I have a feeling it's going to be one of those shows. Don't worry, we'll fix that later. Keep talking, guys. We'll fix it later.
Oh, yes. Well, hey, everyone, and welcome back to a episode of Cheesehead Radio. It's been a 2-week hiatus for us, and we are back, and we are not a bit out of practice in the 5 week.
Oh, yeah.
Not a touch.
Nope.
Well-oiled machine tonight.
So, hey, guys, good to have you back. Good to hear all your voices again. Hello to everyone in the chat. And let's get right
this
down
to... This is the chat. Hi.
This is the chat.
Didn't reply. Yeah, how come?
Anyway, well, I think it's time to make it or break it. Let's get some good discussion going on.
Cheesehead Radio brings you Make It or Break It.
Well, as Al said in the news earlier, you're supposed to get healthier over the bye week. And, you know, the Packers have suffered so many injuries this season, and yet our response is always next man up, next man up, next man up. But when that name on the injury report ends up having the initials CM or AR, I think there's a lot of concern. Al, what are you seeing right now going on with Clay Matthews? Why do you think he's been announced out so soon?
That's the question I have, CD, so I don't have an answer to that. I don't understand why they would do it. Why tell Detroit that, oh, hey, you don't have to game plan for Clay Matthews. You can now adjust your whole defensive scheme for the next couple of days and figure out a better way to beat us. Why do that? I'm looking for somebody to tell me. Nobody's been able to yet that I've asked. Anybody here?
Not I. What is his
Don't
injury
all raise
exactly?
your hand at once.
What's his injury exactly?
Hamstring.
Hamstring
yeah.
injury.
I'm just assuming because it's always his hamstring.
It is, though.
Well, I mean, I hear what you're saying because it doesn't make a lot of sense to tell the opponent that he's not going to be playing, but I think it, at the same time, makes a little bit of sense for the team to tell the team he's not going to be playing. And I don't really know how, like, the injury protocol goes. If you can tell the team he's not playing and not tell the rest of the world he's not playing, I know that there's weird rules about that. But maybe it's better just to tell the team, you know what? We don't need Clay Matthews this week. He's hurt. We can't let him play. Moses, it's on you. Defense, it's on you. Step up. Step up now. Get ready to step up now because you're going to have to. Because it's not like we're playing – you know, a Jay Cutler-led offense. We've got Stafford and Calvin Johnson. So you've got to step up. So I feel like maybe there was a little bit of reasoning of from the coaches of just saying, defense, you have to step up. You have to be better. and young guys, you're going to have to start and play in his place. And just letting him know now instead of Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday morning might be helpful. And I'm not fully convinced of this. I'm just proposing it as an idea.
I'm glad you put that in at the very end. Because you didn't sound like you were really believing what you were saying there.
It's just one of those, like, I agree with the premise that why tell Detroit, but maybe there's some good in telling the team. I just don't know how it all works. So I'm just trying to, since no one was going to raise their hands because we all agree with you, I'm trying to say maybe there's a reason somewhere out there, and maybe that's part of it. Maybe.
Okay. Well, then we won't crucify you then.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think going off of that, Jamie, it could be a whole mentality thing. Like you said, a mentality thing for the Packers where, okay, there's no question about it. He's not going to be there. We need to prepare for that. And how are we going to do that? So that there's no, well, you know what? You know, what if he is okay? You know, even if he doesn't play his best, what if he is okay? Also, the mentality side of it, which I don't believe that Ted Thompson or Mike McCarthy would use this strategy. I don't see them doing that. But Detroit could relax, which they really shouldn't. They don't have a reason to relax. They really can't at this point. And I don't think that's how we'd go after it, but they might a little bit. I don't know. Catch them off guard. But like you said, Jamie, I'm going blindly into this.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's something in the mentality of younger guys in guys who don't have the starts under their belt. In practice, if you think, oh, Clay will probably step up, that maybe you miss that interception. Maybe you drop it. Maybe you whiff on a tackle. Maybe it doesn't bother you as much. I don't know. I mean, it should bother you either way, but maybe it bothers you a little less if you're like, oh, Clay will be there. It's fine. So maybe when you know, well, dude, he's not going to be there. Like, I have to make that tackle because it's going to be just me. Maybe that helps. I don't know.
Well, in related news, I've just found out Mike McCarthy has sent a copy of his first 25 scripted plays to the Lions, so they have that in advance. I'm not sure this is a good idea.
Oh,
but I'm sure
maybe.
I can convince myself somehow it is.
Yeah, I mean,
well, you know, if they can game plan for it, and then, you know, the defense knows it's coming, then the younger guys can be more prepared. See?
Perhaps the defense is going to be so intimidated by the game plan, they're just not going to show up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They'll just cry and stay home. I can justify anything if you give me time.
Yes, you certainly have done that. Anyway, well, hey, moving on. This is not the only injury of note. We had Brian Bulaga was placed on season-ending injured reserve. Big news because that obviously shakes up the offensive line. We're going to have to see how that shakes out, obviously, over the course of our long haul of the end of the season. Nick Perry, Jamie Jores, Nick Perry, what's going on with that?
I don't know. And this is one of the things I wrote about during this whole bye week space. I think it's a little bit weird that Nick Perry got injured in week one and then kept playing with that injury and then got hurt in his knee and was like, now I need to sit out. And then 3 weeks later, they send him to get a second opinion, and that doctor says, no, he needs surgery on his wrist. And this is the second time this season that a member of the Packers has needed a second opinion. Just like with Greg Jennings, it was 3 weeks after he played his last game, sent him to a doctor, and, oh, no, he needs surgery. I understand people have proposed to me, you know, when you have the depth, when you're a better team, you take the time and you wait it out. You don't make rush judgments to surgery. You don't, you know, do maybe a scope that would sit them out a week because and maybe delay their healing process. You wait first. But there's just something that seems off in the fact that Perry played with this injury for three games, four games, and then had to sit, and then it, and then 3 weeks later was decided he needed surgery. It's not me trying to question the Packers medical staff. It's just wondering what kind of process goes into the deciding of how to approach the injury, of the waiting versus the second opinion. I'd like to know if Perry wanted the second opinion or if the Packers medical staff did. It's just, there's something that just does not compute and just doesn't sit right with me.
Well, and, you know, like you said, he injured in the first week and then he kept playing. By the time he had the second opinion, I mean, who knows how much continuous damage he had done. And so by the time you get that second opinion, it's not the same injury it once was, if it didn't have the correct time to heal.
That's a good point.
You know, maybe this is just me speaking out loud here. We never have questioned the Packers medical staff. In fact, you know, the only thing we've ever done is usually give it praise. Is it just me, or is the number of hamstring injuries, it seems almost unusual? I mean, I know hamstrings are pretty, and groin and all that kind of stuff. Those are fairly common injuries, but isn't that usually an indication of lack of conditioning when you're pulling a hamstring? I'm not a medical guy, but
warming up.
Yeah, that maybe things aren't being looked at as carefully as they should be. I don't know. Just throwing that out there. Anyone feel free to chime in.
John?
I feel like
it's John here?
John is saving all of his opinions for now.
John,
I've
is
never
here?
Heard John so quiet.
John is saving his
opinions. Actually, he was
you
really
do remember
quiet
that
like
you're
the last 4 weeks. The last 4 weeks he was really quiet.
Yeah, and you do remember you're allowed to talk, right?
No, I'm not going to discuss hamstrings. I'm going to wait further down the list.
Well, he's got something good. He's got something good. He's holding on to. Okay.
Finally,
let's get down that list.
That's religion there. You cannot discuss hamstrings on air.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, just one of the things I was doing when I was researching my second opinion piece was that the couple of other times it's been needed or used this year has been in times of either verifying the severity of an injury so that that person can be placed immediately on IR. Santonio Holmes, Darrell Revis are examples of this. And the other times have been in cases like with Blaine Gabbert, when he got hurt the week before, the game before Jacksonville played the Packers. And they immediately got a second opinion the next day so that they could verify he could play. And it just seems it just seems different that the Packers wait so long to get the second opinion, and then in both cases so far this year, they've needed surgery. And I understand that that's the exception, not the rule, but I think it's worth at least looking into a little bit.
Okay.
Don't all talk at once now.
Okay. So I'd like to bring something up. Apparently,
well, I think we've killed this subject from the
apparently, we can run the ball. Is that what we found out against the Cardinals? That we can actually hand the ball off to somebody and they can actually run for positive yards? How many yards did we wind up with? Was it like 170 or something like that? I don't even remember.
We can hand it off
that
to
girl.
People. Not one
that
person.
That girl.
I'm working on it.
How many
I
were Rodgers?
I left my binder of stats at work, but I'm coming. I'm coming.
A binder
really
of stats? You have a binder
yeah.
of stats?
Yes, I do.
Nice.
Every stat from every game. I have an obsession.
Well,
yeah. I'm not sure that's a healthy one, but.
But, John, running the ball?
But can we run the ball?
We can run the ball against the Cardinals.
Because yeah. I'm sorry, and I know I was not the only one who thought this. I believe a certain beat reporter who's on some radio show every morning kind of felt the same way I did. Yeah, we ran the ball, but it just didn't look, like, very impressive. I mean, how many of those runs were from Rodgers? Randall Cobb had six, carries, I believe. I'm still not sold. I'm sorry. That Alex Green or James Starks, who, by the way, apparently has been promoted to number one running back again, are going to be able to carry this team for the rest of the season. Anybody else?
I'm a little bummed about that. I'm a little bummed about Starks getting promoted. I'm not sure that's the best.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't. Starks scared the crud out of me when he last played. And running is okay, but he's going to get Aaron Rodgers killed. And that scares me, because I like Aaron Rodgers.
So what if he can't pass block? We don't need him to pass block, because Rodgers can run. Oh, that's right.
But we had him in pass block on what, his first freaking snap? Or was his second? That was awful. That was scary and horrible.
Well, here's my whole thing with James Starks. We've been holding on to hope. I feel like I'm living back in a show we did in August. We've been holding on hope for this guy to emerge as Neo, the all-saving running back for the Green Bay Packers for decades to come, record-setting boy. I'm sorry, he's not that good. So then we give it to Alex Green, who I know Al is very high on, and it's almost like we've given up on him after just a couple weeks. I'm not impressed with this running game. I'm not. Arizona, okay, they're pretty good. But is that enough to inspire this much confidence in a running game? Not for me. Still not sold on it. I actually thought they should just make Randall Cobb the starting running back and be done with it.
John, Randall Cobb has run 6 times this entire season.
And how many yards does he have?
I don't know total, but
I believe
30,
it's 96.
He had 29 yards in the last game because he rushed 3 times. The reason that he gets those yards is because he is not the starting running back. Because they are trick plays. Because they are special.
Trick plays? You mean the staple of the Packers' offense this year? The fake field goals and things like that? Oh, I'm being so negative. I don't want to sound negative.
Well, no, I'm just saying the reason that those plays work is because you don't know what's coming next. If he was lined up in the backfield every down, which then would take away from his receiving capabilities, which we definitely need him on, he wouldn't have the average he had. He had 9.7 yards per carry in the last game. That's amazing. At the same time, Alex Green had 4.8. I'm going to take the 4.8, and I'm going to be damn happy about that because that's amazing for the Packers. That is something to write home about. Does it mean our running back problems are solved? No, but 4.8? I mean, James Starks even at 3.6. I can have that. You get 3 yards per every carry running the ball. I am a happy camper.
Oh, but
that's
many,
all I need in life.
But many Packer fans aren't. They must have 4 yards a carry. So we give up on the guy that has 4 yards a carry.
Who are these Packer fans you speak of, John?
Who are these people?
Not me. I'm just happy when they win.
What do you mean by these people? Let's watch your language here, folks.
You curse. You put a quarter in the square there.
Well, you know, the offensive line, I think, and they kind of segue a little bit here, too. Without Bulaga, and we remember Bulaga had just that horrible, horrible game. It seemed like he had come around. How does this affect everything? Are the Packers going to change their approach now that they've been trying to commit to the run that John is disparaging so much? Are we going to see even more Aaron Rodgers draw plays and even more Aaron Rodgers scrambles? When you have a weaker offensive line, do you run the ball more?
I tried to pinpoint when the injury happened and how many yards the Packers got after it from the Cardinals game, and it was harder just because the game book didn't signify it. But my eye test is, and my memory of it was that somehow the Packers ended up running better after the injury. I don't know if it's because Bulaga went out, and so they put extra blocking on that side. They put maybe an extra tight end. They put someone else in there to help. I don't know, but I feel like it was better afterwards. I don't think that same thing is going to carry through to the rest of the games. But I am excited, though, to see EDS play more. With the way that Rodgers has talked about him and saying that he's the center of the future, I think it's great to see him get in there, get real game experience on the line, and get that rhythm down so that eventually when Saturday is gone, which is probably after this year if we're, you know, just being realistic, you know, Dedrick Smith can come in and have that kind of experience in there. So I think in the long run it might be good. I am a little nervous, though, and I do think, like you said, it will end up with Rodgers scrambling a little bit more. But he seemed to really like that a little bit too much against the Cardinals.
What about T.J. Lang? How do you feel about him at right tackle?
I almost actually feel better. And this is, and that's what's weird about it is, like,
a lot of people have said that.
And this is kind of like my eye test thing. I don't know for certain. We've talked, me especially, so much about the Packers just not being able to run to the left, that there was just something wrong with the left side of the line. I don't know what was wrong with it, but Lang was part of the problem. There was just something was weaker on that side, and you moved him, and it felt like he almost just came back alive. He had that extra spark, and it was just there was something in it, and I don't know if that's going to hold over. I mean, there's certain times when someone gets injured during a game and the team has to make an adjustment that everyone kind of rises up. You're in the game, your adrenaline's going, and it's easier to rise up. Whether or not you can carry that through the rest of the season, I don't know. So I think it'll be very interesting to see on Sunday how that comes out. But I felt better with Lang's performance after Bulaga went down than I did before it.
Yeah, I actually like Lang as a right tackle, personally, maybe more than I do as a guard. The only thing from an individual performance standpoint, the only thing I worry about in the short term is that communication over on that side. Now, you know, here we are going up against a very, very solid front four, and I'm sure that they're going to be trying to confuse Lang and Sitton over there on that side and try to sneak somebody through. So that's the only thing really that concerns me, not so much the personnel, but just the communication on that side. They may, you know, may take a few games to get that together.
I'm just scared about depth, personally. I'd like to see EDS play more, but it's nice having that swing guy that can kind of go anywhere, but now he's got to play. And we really don't know what's, you know, behind him. I really... kind of scares me a little bit that we're playing, you know, almost like Russian roulette with our offensive line right now. But I trust Ted, and I trust Mike with our offensive line.
Well, I tell you, you know, you think coming off a bye week, we'd be a heck of a lot more positive about our team. We sure seem like there's a lot of misery going on here.
John.
Linebacker, so I mean.
Oh, this is true.
Right.
So I think we need a little positiveness, a little...
Yeah.
And I don't know where we could go for... Wait.
Wait, I know where.
I think I know where we can go for a little positive news about the Green Bay Packers.
It's the Packercopter.
The cheesy copter, get it right.
I'm so sorry.
On the ground, in Titletown, with the mayor, Kyle Coon.
Hello, welcome to another episode of On the Ground in Titletown. With us tonight, we have Kyle Cousineau, your favorite Green Bay mayor. Kyle, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Amanda. Hey, it's all roses and rainbows here in Titletown. I'm not too pessimistic coming out of the bye week. I'm always optimistic. So I got a lot to talk about tonight. So I'm gonna get rolling right away here so we can get done and talk about some exciting stuff going on here in the, on Blog Talk Radio here, part of Cheesehead Radio Network. So a couple things real quick. Packer Hall of Famers Herb Adderley and Dave Robinson will be at an event at the Packers Hall of Fame coming up on November 29th. This is an event that was originally scheduled to happen before the Packers and Cardinals games, but it had to be rescheduled because of the devastation caused by Hurricane Sandy up and down the East Coast. Now, Mr. Adderley and Mr. Robinson are going to be here in beautiful Titletown, USA, to talk about a book that they recently co-authored called Lombardi's Left Side. Now, if you're interested, you can check out Packers.com for more information. The event is now scheduled, like I said, to take place on November 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. It's going to be emceed by their fellow Packer Hall of Famer, Larry McCarron, and it's going to cost $75, but with that cost, you get admission for two people, some food, drinks, and an autographed copy, one autographed copy of their book, Lombardi's Left Side. Secondly, as we previously reported here on Cheesehead Radio, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers and Brewers outfielder Ryan Braun teamed up through their restaurant 812 MVP Bar and Grill for a benefit for the children of the Ozana Spa shooting that took place down in Brookfield about a month ago. That event was held just earlier this week on November 12th, in conjunction with the Surge Restaurant Group, who is the partner with Ryan Braun and Aaron Rodgers in their restaurant. And they actually raised over $62,000, which is outstanding considering their original goal was something like $30,000. Now, Rodgers and Braun, they came up with this idea after speaking shortly after the tragedy took place, and they donated, you know, their time and numerous autographed memorabilia for the event. The money raised is going to go directly to 8 children who lost their mothers in that devastating story that that took place down outside of Milwaukee. I do have an exclusive little tidbit here, you know, exclusive to Cheesehead Radio. I have not heard this or seen this reported anywhere else. So Jordy Nelson and his wife Emily recently opened up an orange leaf frozen yogurt franchise here in Green Bay. It's located on Oneida Street near Highway 41. It recently opened up just a couple weeks ago, October 23rd, and I know for a fact that numerous Packer players have been there, are going there all the time. So if you visit Jordy and Emily's store, you know, there's a good chance that you might run into Mason Crosby, Tim Mastey, John Kuhn, Randall Cobb, Aaron Rodgers. I know they've all been there. So go ahead, next time you guys are in Green Bay, stop by, check it out. I haven't been there yet, but I've heard nothing but great, great things. And finally, news came out during the Packers bye week that the Green Bay Professional Football District, which is the fancy words for the stadium board that are the Packers' landlord at Lambeau Field, came out and said after their last meeting that they want more big events going on at Lambeau Field. The biggest issue in this whole lease agreement between the football district and the Packers is that there haven't been as many special events inside of the bowl at Lambeau Field as people expected. Now, when that 0.5% sales tax was passed roughly 12 years ago, that was the 0.5% that Brown County residents are paying to pay for the original expansion of Lambeau Field that opened up in 2003. When that was passed, Brown County residents were kind of under the impression that there were going to be a lot more events that would be held at Lambeau Field. Now, since that renovation opened in 2003, the only major events that have been held inside of the bowl at Lambeau, aside from Packer home games, there was an outdoor hockey game hosted by the University of Wisconsin roughly 4 or 5 years ago. And then there was a Kenny Chesney concert that took place last June in 2011. Now, some people that I've talked to personally think that the Packers organization do not want any events inside of the bowl at Lambeau Field because they don't want any damage to the playing surface. Excuse me, I completely understand that, but you know what? When I look around at all of the other concerts and events that go on at numerous other NFL football stadiums, I'd say why not bring them on? I'm a Brown County resident, City of Green Bay taxpayer. You know, bring it on. It's going to be great for our economy. So if they want to roll out some more concerts, you know, if it's Bruce Springsteen or U2 or whomever, the more the merrier. Now, you know, generally whatever does go on at Lambeau Field, it is ultimately the decision of that stadium district board, but they put a lot of weight on the suggestions of their main tenant, the Green Bay Packers. So if the Packers say that they don't want it, I think the stadium board is going to have to fight tooth and nail to get some stuff done. So hopefully in the next few months, we're going to find out if there's going to be anything going on in the summer of 2013 around Lambeau Field. So that's all I have for the evening. I am Kyle Cousineau, live in Titletown, USA, for On the Ground in Titletown on the Packers Talk Radio Network.
I love the cheesy copter. All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Cousineau. As just mentioned by Kevin in the chat, the best part of the show, Kyle Cousineau. Thank you very much, Kyle. I'm not sure how to feel about that. But, hey, it's okay. A lot of big things happening here at Cheesehead Radio. If you haven't noticed, we've had a little bit of we're having a little bit of window dressing, a little bit of changes coming around here. We've also had, if you're tuned in to our iTunes account, a couple of new shows that are coming on. Part of this is because Cheesehead Radio is expanding, and we are now becoming the Packers Talk Radio Network. You guys are all supposed to go ooh and ah or something like that, hey?
Oh. Woo! Awesome!
There you go.
Great!
Jersey Al, I hear we have a new website. Have you heard that?
Yes, we do. PackersTalk.com. Very easy to remember.
Say that again?
PackersTalk.com.
That's with an S in the middle, right? Packers.
With an S in the middle. Packers,
yeah.
Right. Just Packers. Like the team name, Green Bay Packers, with an S.
Mm-hmm.
I believe
Jamie,
there's an S in there.
And, Jamie, it's Packers Talk, no, Packers Talk Radio Network, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you don't want to try saying Packers Talk Network over and over again. It just
okay.
does not work out very well. I learned that the hard way, especially after, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen very well.
Actually, go in a mirror sometime and say it 3 times. No, that's something else. Anyway.
Yeah. So the website
have the lights
is still
on, not off.
the website is still in its infancy, but what you can do right now is go there and see a post for every show that's going to be on the Packers Talk Radio Network,
mm-hmm.
and there'll be a player there or links to iTunes, however you prefer to listen. And eventually we'll have pages for each of the shows with information, more information about them. But right now you can just go there and get links to listen in.
Right. And we have several folks from your site, allgreenbaypackers.com, who have been producing several shows this week. You want to give us a little rundown on those, Al? And then I think we have actually one of your boys here to join us.
Okay. Yeah. What we're going to be doing is at least two or three shows. One that we've got planned as a regular weekly feature is called the Packers Stock Report, and that's going to be based on a post that Adam Check, one of the writers on my site, does, where basically after each game in the middle of the week, we review whose stock is rising, whose stock is falling, who's through the roof, and who's underground. So we'll all chime in on that. We'll also have a Packers prediction post every Friday morning. We post our predictions for the upcoming game, and we're going to do a podcast to expand on our predictions and talk about what we all think is going to happen for the next game. There's going to be miscellaneous other shows under the catch-all title of All Packers All the Time. And if we can get it all together, we really would like to try to do a post-game live show where a bunch of us just jump on and anybody can call in and just talk about the game and what just happened. Not sure if we're ready for that this week yet, but that's something that we're hoping to do in the future. And there's the phone.
We haven't heard the cheesy phone in quite a while.
I know.
Hey, this is Cheesehead Radio. Who is this? Is this Jason?
Yes, it is. How are you guys?
Jason has been doing a
Hello.
Bunch of shows for the Packers Talk Radio Network. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing fine. You know, I'm sorry. It's my first time with the cheesy phone, so from now on, I'll know exactly what to do.
There you go. A lot of rules with it. So talk a little about what...
Really?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, moving on. Talk to us, Jason, a little bit some of the shows you've been doing already this week, and how's it going?
Well, I got to put in a plug for Al and give him a lot of props. I'm on the PackersTalk.com website, and honestly, it's really impressive. You know, for a guy that looks at a lot of sports websites throughout the week, I have to say it's almost up there at the same quality of you know, the images and the information as a lot of some of the major sports websites out there. So anybody who hasn't checked it out yet, definitely get on the website. and take a look at what we have been doing. Yeah, I've had a blast. I'm one of the newcomers to the team, and I've had a really good time writing for the show. I write the Around the NFC North post, which usually goes up midweek. That gives you a preview of all the games that are coming up within the division and also covers, of course, the Packer game. And then just prior to game day, I also do a feature called Key Matchups, where I kind of focus on some of the things that are likely going to factor heavily in the outcome of the upcoming Packer game. So I was kind of lost this last week with the bye. So I'm glad that we're back in action now and excited to get back at it and get into Detroit and hopefully talk about a win come Sunday afternoon.
Jason, this is Al. Actually, the first time we've talked over the phone, and other than email or whatever, or tweeting. But in any case, you're out in Arizona, is that right?
Yeah, I live in the Phoenix area. I've lived out here for about the last 20 years, but I was raised in Wisconsin. I spent some time in Mequon and also in Waukesha.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have another caller?
Well, this is another Jersey Al guy.
Oh,
put
well,
you all together.
Let's get them on together.
Have you ever heard a guy named Chad, Al? He says he knows you.
I believe I have. Chad
Good.
Sikorsky.
How you doing, Chad?
Good. How are you guys doing this evening?
Good, good.
So
Al,
we got Jason on the line as well here with Chad. Why don't you guys talk a little bit about some of the shows that we've done so far and maybe where you see us going down the road with some of these shows, how you found the experience, and, you know, just talk a little bit about what we've done so far.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for honoring. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I was going to say, you know, I've had the fortune of being on, I think, all of the podcasts that we've done so far, and I've had a blast doing it. It's a great new direction that we're taking here and combining forces with the radio show, and it adds an added element that our followers and listeners can really enjoy. I know for myself, too, it's kind of nice to be able to pop onto iTunes and maybe listen to it while you're on the treadmill at the gym or, you know, when you're not in a position to be able to read it. So it's a great vision that Al has and the team has, and been excited to work with them. We did, if you haven't checked it out, definitely get on the website and check it out. The first one that we did was our stock report. It was based on Adam's last post that he did. So we talked about some of the risers and fallers. It was perfect timing with the bye week here. We also did a game balls and lame calls just the other day with Chris Burke. And Marcus Ebersole put together a little after the bye where we kind of talked about the remaining schedule. But had a blast doing it. And I know, Chad, you and I had a chance to do one together. And I found it exhilarating.
Yeah, I would agree. We did the post-bye schedule outlook. That was pretty good. I just got done today, actually, editing our predictions podcast for this upcoming weekend, so everyone can make sure to check that out. Dovetailing on what Jason said, I listen to podcasts pretty much any time I'm in the car, traveling to and from work, going places, et cetera. So, you know, I think this is a great way to reach out to our fans, and I think Packers fans, you know, love the objective analysis and the detailed discussion of the team, you know, rather than just the fluff that you get from some other places. So I think it's a great way to expand on what we're doing and to reach out in another way where people can tune in, you know, like Jason said, when they're not around a computer, when they, you know, can't sit and read or do something else.
Sounds great. Well, listen, guys, we've got a couple of other folks calling in from other shows, so we kind of want to give everybody a chance, but appreciate you guys calling in and checking in with us. And everybody out there, be sure to check out our podcast. These guys are very entertaining.
Sure.
Well, thanks for having us on, guys.
All right.
Hey,
thanks
guys.
For calling in. Chad and Jason, thanks a lot.
You bet.
Okay, so who's up next, CD?
From allgreenbaypackers.com, over at packerstalk.com, we got so so many websites to keep track of. Hey, this is Cheesehead Radio. Who is this? Colleen, you're supposed to say, this is Colleen now.
Well, I couldn't tell, CD. I'm listening on my phone. How the hell am I supposed to know that? You might chime in and say, you're next. That would be helpful. How's that? This is Colleen.
Yes. Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hello, Colleen.
Welcome.
Be nice to the guy who's trying to handle like 14 people in the switchboard
good.
Right now.
I know.
We haven't talked
yeah,
to you in a
while. Yeah, we're not rusty at all after the bye week.
I picture CD like Lily Tomlin back on Laugh-In. But that's
feeling like it right now.
On ringy dingy.
Moving wires.
Well, Colleen, talk to us a little bit about your show.
Yeah.
Well, since the first one hasn't been recorded yet, although I think Kelly and I are actually going to get together tonight and do it, it's called Out of the Pocket. We know that. We know what our intro music is. We know that we're going to need CD and Al to help us extensively with it because we're totally lost as far as editing and stuff like that. I think the content will be great because when Kelly and I went to the Saints game together, we were hilarious. I give both of us credit on that. But the back and forth was just priceless. So it was the most fun I think I've ever had watching a Packers game was with Dr. Kelly. So I think you guys will get a lot out of it. I think it'll have, you know, some of Kelly's medical knowledge, I suppose, and just our general snark. And I think it'll be good. I'm excited. I'm a little nervous because I haven't done something like this before. But, you know, hopefully it'll contribute to the whole thing that you guys are putting together, and I think we're both really excited about it.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to hearing from you too. You're both very entertaining in your own ways, and as a combination, I think it'll be fantastic. I can't wait to hear what you guys come up with.
Yeah,
oh,
you
yes,
might be scared,
definitely.
But it's good.
As someone who's talked to both of you at the same time, I can say you both definitely bring the snark, which I think. You know, it's not something we're completely lacking on this show, but I like it. And I also think it'll be nice for the viewers to, I mean, Dr. Kelly brings a really unique perspective to a lot of things.
She does.
Just with Charles Woodson's most recent injury and saying it's not really the bone healing, it's more the pain and him trying to play through that. I didn't know that. I mean, I'm sitting there going, well, it takes a bone how many weeks to heal? Well, that's when I'll be back. And she's like, oh, he could come back in 3 weeks if he's feeling better. I'm like, what? So I think having your guys' connections and interactions and then especially a lot of the medical stuff that she can bring, I think is going to be really, really unique and add a lot to Packers Talk Radio Network.
I have
Thank
a,
you.
You have snark? No. Kelly has snark? No.
John Rahor.
Yes.
Ooh, you got the full
John.
Name.
Yeah.
John's
I know.
Being very quiet tonight. He's definitely out
he's
of sorts.
On,
he's
shy, introverted.
Called me out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, listen, Colleen. Thank you so much for calling in and checking in with us. We'll be waiting anxiously for your first show. So as soon
we'll
as you hang
done.
Up with us, get going and get to work on it.
We will work on it.
Okay. We've got more people in the queue, so Colleen, we'll say good night to you, and thank you for calling in again.
Good night.
All righty. Good night.
Good night.
And who's next up, CD?
All right.
On that phone.
Let's see. I know. It is the Cheesehead Radio Cheesy line. Who do we have with us now?
Am I on?
You are.
Yes.
All right. Hey.
And I warned you ahead of time, so you can't yell at me.
You are
lying. Oh, I never yell. I never yell. This is Chris Levitis from Old Maggot Donuts.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Old Maggot
Donuts.
It's been so long since
it has
been. It's been a while.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, it didn't take us long to get to that second time at all.
I know. I told CD when we were at Throwback Weekend, CD we were outside at the distillery, and CD told his wife, "This is Chris. He was on the first one we ever had." And I said, "But yeah, and you can tell how great I was because they never asked me to come back on."
Well, now we've not only asked you to come back on, we've asked you to join with us. So
yeah.
Why don't you tell...
Well, thank you for that, by the way. We're
excited. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the podcast. I mean, you guys have been doing a podcast for a while and kind of what you used to do and, you know, bringing it on over to Packers Talk Radio Network.
We have the site and things just sort of became too busy, I guess, in our regular lives or day-to-day lives for us to keep it up. And they sort of just, I guess, sputtered out. And then you guys were, you know, great enough to ask us to join up with this thing you're starting. And that was enough for Adam and I, at least. It's two of us now. It's not Adam, Gene, and I. It's just Adam and I. But that was enough for us. You know, we were excited. So we started at least podcasting again. So that's exciting for us.
Yes. Well, good. We were the impetus to get you going again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I
was always a really big fan of the podcast before, so I'm glad to be part of bringing it back. And I've had a little bit of listen to your first show, and I'm really excited to see you guys back in the swing of things.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, you have had a chance to listen to it?
I have. That's my job here. I'm the listener.
Jamie's our quality control director, so.
I am.
But if you mess something up, you will hear from her.
Yeah,
so
so far so good.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually snuck a listen to the beginning this morning as well when I had some time, and it sounds very entertaining to me, so I'm looking forward to the whole thing. And actually, might as well tell everybody that it is scheduled for tomorrow morning, I believe, right? 11 a.m.
Awesome.
Central?
11
that's right.
11 a.m. Lambeau time, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So if anybody happens to be able to listen in live, you're more than happy to go over to Blog Talk Radio and listen in, or you can go to PackersTalk.com, and there you'll see all the links to go listen into the show live if you like.
Yeah, and we'll be, you know, obviously all tweeting links to it and stuff, too, if people,
mm-hmm.
you know, forget.
Oh, yeah.
Doing it.
We'll be driving people crazy with that.
Oh,
no worries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, we will.
I have a question for Chris.
Go ahead.
Are you going to be as... I guess, colorful on your podcast as you were before and as you are on Twitter? Because, God, I
know. No, I think we'll probably go more PG-13 for the actual broadcast. At
CD
least that's the plan.
although
that's the plan, but, I mean, you know, maybe we'll work more blue as we keep going. I don't know.
Well, one of my favorite older Old Bag of Donuts podcast was the one where you guys were driving and got lost. And that's kind of one of the things that I like to tell our viewers about Old Bag of Donuts is you never really know what you're going to get. They might take you on a road trip and then get lost and say, "Hang on, we need to pull over while we're recording this because we have lost Highway 52 or whatever it was, and we need to find our way back." So you never know what you're going to get, but it will definitely be entertaining.
Yeah,
I can promise viewers that.
Some podcasts are like Aaron Rodgers. They're just consistently good every week. We like to think we're more like old-style Brett Favre of podcasts. We might throw five touchdowns. We might get four interceptions and a bunch of rocket balls. I mean, really, we don't even know what's going to happen. So.
Yeah. Well, one good thing that'll keep everybody coming back to find out what's happening the next time, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, listen, Chris, it was great having you on here. I really appreciate you calling in to check in with us. And
right,
I hope everybody
you.
Checks out your podcast tomorrow morning or downloads it on iTunes or however you listen to podcasts. And we will talk to you again soon.
All right. Great. Thanks, guys.
All right, Chris.
All right.
Care.
Thanks, Chris.
And one more we have, I think, right? There
How you guys doing?
Hello, Mike.
How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing good, Mike. Welcome.
It's Mike Conklin, Packerpedia.
Yes. Hey, it's great to be with you guys. You know, I listened to you guys, all of you, for so long, and good to actually talk to you a little bit. I'm excited about being part of the Packers Talk Network. It's going to be great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, so, Mike, you and I go way back, all the way back to our old Packer Chatter days. Talk to us a little bit about this website you have. I think when we met up at Throwback Weekend, I called you like the PolitiFact of the Packer blogosphere.
Well, you know, it's the kind of thing, you know, like CB, been a Packer fan a long time and kind of lurked around the, I guess it wasn't even a blogosphere back then. It was kind of chat boards and all that good stuff. And
it was kind of spit wire back then.
Yeah. It was. Those were interesting times. But
two tin cans and a wire. But yeah.
But as far as the website goes, it kind of was came to life. My brother and I got a brother Dan, and he's a Packer fan, and we live about 800 miles from each other. And the one of the ways that we keep in touch the most is we talk on the phone constantly. And what do we talk about? Packers. So. You know, we will talk for hours on end, and we kind of thought to ourselves, well, you know, if we're having such a good time talking, maybe we should give the rest of the world just a chance to see if you might be interested in what we got going on, too. So it kind of morphed into the idea of launching a little website and, you know, Twitter and all that kind of stuff. It's been a lot of fun. Got to know a lot of people and just to try to throw out some, as CD mentioned, I don't know about the PolitiFact thing, but I'm kind of a stats junkie and always finding just little nuggets and stats to throw out there. And I don't know. If it's something that can help people have a little bit better fan experience, then I'm all for it.
Sounds good, Mike. I believe that you just recorded your first podcast, too, did you not?
We did. Dan and I just put that. What do you call it? What's the official lingo? You put it in the can?
It's in the can, or it's in the Dropbox would be the more current nomenclature, I guess. But I noticed that just came up a little while ago, so you must have just finished it recently. So we're looking forward to taking a look at that and getting that going soon.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate any feedback. You know, it's fun. We're just a couple brothers talking about the Packers it's a lot of fun. We had a blast doing it. So we're all on board. We're ready to do this every week.
Awesome.
All right. Well, Mike, can't wait. Like I said, we got a show there. We're going to edit. We're going to get that posted up here very soon. Everyone, please not only listen to the podcast, head on over to Packerpedia.com. Excellent website, excellent stuff. And my gosh, the stuff you get on Twitter from this guy.
You're too kind.
Stat boy. Anyway. All right.
Only thing I can say, and you know, I know Jamie's the, what do you call her? The official quality control.
QC.
Quality control.
We call her a lot of things, Mike. Trust me.
And Jamie,
some of them off my face and some of them behind my back, but that's okay.
I don't know how much quality you'll find on our podcast, but hey, we're going to have a lot of fun doing it at least. So
That's what I'm really looking for. I think we all are. So.
Yeah, without a doubt.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. We will hear from you very, very soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Well, good. Another call.
Oh, wow.
One more.
This is unexpected.
Hello? This is Chief Hello? Radio. Who is this?
This is Kelly.
Kelly!
Better late than never. I just got home.
Well, thank you for taking a few minutes to give us a call. We appreciate it.
Well, hi.
Yeah, so tell us about this upcoming show that you and Colleen are going to be doing and what you guys have planned for us.
Well, we are Out of the Pocket, which, since we are the women of Pocket Doppler, we thought we'd tie in a name that goes with our home site.
I didn't even get that until just now. Wow.
And also
okay.
the fact that if you're out of the
Me
pocket, you're going a little rogue, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We're still trying to get a show hammered down this week. It's been kind of busy for me, at least, with work and whatnot. But we're looking forward to it. And I think we're the only all-chick show, I think. I could be wrong. But we want to really prove the point that women really do get into football, and it isn't just Pinkett and Trinket. that, you know, we're going to try to, you know, mix up a little bit of humor, a little bit of analysis, and just have a good time with it.
You know, and I can't think of two better people to take that tact and to put on that kind of show. So, personally, I'm really looking forward to hearing what you guys do.
Well, thanks. And we both have different interests. Being the nerd that I am, I'll probably bring in some sports medicine stuff.
Awesome.
We both have different interests when it comes to football, so hopefully we'll balance each other out and try to make some fun of it, too.
Okay.
Kelly, I was telling Colleen earlier that I think that the perspective that you can bring from the medicine point is really valuable. I brought up the example of Charles Woodson and the collarbone injury. That's just, I have no idea about how that healed. And just even your quick little tweets about that were so helpful. So I think that, especially with all the injuries the Packers have, hopefully we don't have any more for you to talk about. But I don't think that's going to be our luck. So I think you're definitely going to bring a unique and valued perspective to what we're doing here.
Well, thanks. I'm glad it doesn't bore people to tears, because one time I've asked people, like, would you guys even want to know about stuff like that?
Yes, I do at least.
Personally,
I
do, yeah, without a doubt.
See, you have two
listeners
already.
I can bring some of my nerdery to football.
No problem there.
Well, I am looking forward to this, and I think it's a great opportunity. I want to thank everyone at Cheesehead Radio for inviting us to do this. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. The more
right.
the merrier.
Definitely. Cannot wait to hear the show, Kel.
Awesome.
And thanks for calling in at such last minute, just coming home and calling right in. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
All right. Kelly, over from Pocket Doppler, cannot wait to hear the new show, Out of the Pocket, with Colleen. Thanks a lot for joining us tonight, Kel.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Cheesehead Radio, Packer Game Predictions.
Oh, by the way, don't forget there's a football game coming up this weekend.
What?
I'm serious. We'll take it real quick. Packers are heading to Detroit, back to the Motor City. Detroit not looking all that great. Hopefully the Packers can overcome their injuries. Let's take it around the horn. First of all, Amanda Lawson, what do you say?
28-15 Packers.
All right. Jamie George.
I saw you, CD. You tried to say it was going to be Lions. But I'm going 35-21 Packers. Not Lions, CD.
That's Amanda.
CD.
I know.
I thought.
Oh, fine. Jersey Al Brocco, really? What are you going to say?
I've got a fairly close 31-27 Packers win.
Very close. That's our closest so far. John Rahor.
34-17 Green Bay Packers.
Very good. And I am CD Angeli, and I'm going to say 132-21 Badgers. Well, pull this one out. Wait.
Whoops.
Who's messing with my script?
I'm out of the game.
Who did that?
What?
32-21
Packers. That much I can tell you.
That's just terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us tonight on Cheesehead Radio, and we hope that all of you are just as excited about the changes coming and the new Packers Talk Radio Network. Make sure to head on over to PackersTalk.com to get all the podcasts and posts, and follow @PackersTalkNet on Twitter for all your Packers Talk Radio needs. Cheesehead Radio is available on iTunes along with all of the rest of our podcasts, so head on over and subscribe. You can also tune in on Stitcher on any mobile device. And make sure to check back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Lambo time for the Old Bag of Donuts first podcast. Thanks, everyone, and good night.
Good night, all.
Good night, everyone. Go Pack, go.
Woohoo!